And joining us now on the KYMM Morning Show is Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Good morning. Dr.
Jeff,
Hillman, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well myself.
I'm thrilled with 50s and 60s. I even saw a 70 in the forecast for later this week.
75 over the weekend.
Oh,
just in time, yeah.
Hopefully the Twins' bats will heat up in an equivalent way.
Absolutely. And hopefully the Raiders will, too. The Raiders play tonight, both baseball and softball. Yeah. We've got tennis and golf, and all things are just kind of moving right now.
Welcome to spring sports.
Yeah,
it's a fast-moving season, for sure.
It is, and it's sometimes there's weather difficulty, which makes it even a faster season. Let's get into some news. Before we get into what you did last night at the school board meeting, let's talk about some other things, because you've had some kind of announcements and some things going on outside of the meeting.
Yeah, just all sorts of great things happening, every day in the Northfield School District. We've just got great kids, great students, great kids, great staff, a great community, and so we always have lots to celebrate. And, as you know, Jeff, life is too short. You got to celebrate, those positive things. So first of all, we want to just congratulate and wish our Knowledge Bowl teams well. The superintendent is always especially proud when we dominate the Knowledge Bowl competition, and our Northfield High School Knowledge Bowl teams had a great showing at the regional competitions a couple weeks ago. They took two of the three top possible spots and qualified for state, and so those Raider teams will compete at the state tournament. That's up at Cragins later this week, the 11th and 12th. So we have had some really quality Knowledge Bowl teams over the last decade, and just exciting to see our students perform so well on the court, on the field, on the ice, in the courtroom, as we had with mock trial, and then of course Knowledge Bowl, dominating their events. So great to see that they're doing well, and we wish them well.
That's good stuff.
It's
good
very
stuff
good
right there.
And we had a couple of one other item I want to share is that there's a group in Minnesota called Synergy and Leadership Exchange, and one of their programs is a character recognition program. So they're looking for promising practices across Minnesota that help to enhance and to develop students' character. We've won an award from this group several times before. Most recently, the Area Learning Center won recognition for some of their work, and we did win another award from Synergy and Leadership Exchange. So the Student Success Center at Northfield High School, Ellen Muha, runs that Student Success Center. That program has been selected as one of the 2024 Minnesota Promising Practice Awards by Synergy and Leadership Exchange, and they're being celebrated for their accomplishments. Student Success really helps students who need some academic assistance, and so they provide that opportunity for students to be able to catch up, to have some additional support, some tutoring, some taking some test, a test if they need to retake a test, things like that. So it's this all-encompassing area where students can get academic support, developing their character. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Ellen and the Student Success Center. And then our early learning programs have a couple of things. First, we want to congratulate Early Ventures. So a lot of people don't know, but we're one of the very few school districts in the state that actually operate a Department of Human Services licensed child care center. That's at the Northfield Community Education Center. And so we are judged, or we are reviewed annually by the Department of Human Services. So that review, think of it as when I come in and talk about the audit, Jeff. That's mm-hmm. how detailed it is. And so except for with the audit, we know what's coming. It's usually a surprise. Most of the time it's later in the year, but we did have our annual visit from DHS. It was unplanned and much earlier than expected. And I'm really thrilled to share with the community that our Community Education Center Early Ventures program received a positive report and no violations at all. And again, it's as detailed, as a financial audit. And so this is really a credit to Breezy Barrett, who leads that program and making sure those processes and procedures are in place every day so that regardless of when DHS shows up, we can have this positive report. So just a really good item. And then, I think many people, listening today have heard of early childhood family education, or ECFE. And this is really parents of very young children, infants or toddlers, who are coming together for both a student experience, kids getting to play together, getting to learn some kindergarten readiness skills, but parents also getting to come together and talking about parenting skills. And believe it or not, ECFE turns 50 this month. And so on April 22nd from 5:30 to 6:30 at the NCEC, they're inviting all past and present families to celebrate. Just come. I just, in my family, my wife still gets together several times a year with the other people who were in her group from ECFE in a community where we lived before. We've lived here in Northfield for 14 years, so that just tells you how powerful those ECFE parent relationships can be. So congratulations to ECFE.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, lots of good stuff.
Let's, I'm looking, we were talking before we went on the air. I said, can we talk about attendance? And the New York Times has run an article today and probably other places as well, noticing what they describe as a sharp increase in student absenteeism. That kind of coming on the heels of the pandemic. Are we seeing something like that here? Is it more or less prevalent? Or tell us about the attendance, because you talked about that last night at the meeting.
Yeah, coincidentally, we didn't even plan this, Jeff. We did have a report last night about consistent attendance, and we have long been concerned about attendance. Of course, we want students at school. It's compulsory. Students are supposed to be there, and we want to be a place where kids want to be, right? And so that's a real focus of what we do every day, and it's been for decades to make sure that kids are attending school consistently. Now, most people think of chronic absenteeism. They think of it as truancy. What we think of as the old mindset that we had. So kids who are cutting class, right? All sorts of teenage movies that we've had, right, about kids cutting class and doing things like that. That's really truancy. When students are missing class, unexcused, and they hit a certain threshold, there's a truancy law, and we handle that through the truancy piece. But we, just pre-pandemic, the Minnesota Department of Education started looking at a consistent attendance indicator. And so what the MDE definition is that a student will be considered to be consistently attending school if they attend more than 90% of school days. So we have 173 school days in a year, so a student would have to miss less than 17 days, roughly. So that was just before the pandemic. And the department's goal statewide was that you'd see 95% of students who met that consistent attendance requirement. Then we had the worldwide disruption from COVID-19. We had these pieces where we told students, if you don't feel well, stay home. Across the country, regardless of what the COVID-19 protocols were, one of the common pieces that that school said is, if you don't feel well, stay home. And so we shifted how we thought about this a little bit. So Northfield, like every district, saw that consistent attendance metric drop. Obviously we did, right? Stands to reason. This year, fresh data right through yesterday, we have 80% of students who meet that consistent attendance criteria. So a little bit better than the New York Times report, right?
Yep.
So there's two ways we look at this. One is, on every day, we have around 93% of our students in attendance. That's global. That's all just, the raw numbers of how many kids are here today, how many are absent. And parents and grandparents who are listening know kids can be gone for a lot of reasons. Some excused, some unexcused. Things like if our students have to leave early for a baseball game in Winona, that would be an excused absence for those probably last couple of periods of the day to be able to get to Winona. Kids go on college visits. Kids get sick, right? And people are more judicious than before the pandemic about trying to keep their kids home if they're ill so we don't spread illness in our schools. Families go on vacations. And more so than what I've seen in the past, families identify what's best for them and their work schedules and go on vacation at that time rather than maybe aligning it with our regular school breaks. Kids have dentist appointments. They have doctor's appointments. So there's all reasons. There's a lot of good reason that kids are gone from school. We also know one of the challenges post-pandemic has been the mental health of our entire society, but there's been special attention paid to teenagers, right? So we do have some students who are just struggling with mental health. That's across the country, and that can have an impact as well. So what's interesting is, we do have this mindset of what consistent attendance is that's from before the pandemic, and now we're seeing those results. Now, I will tell you, the latest data that's available on the Minnesota Department of Education website is really old. It's a really lagging indicator. So if you look at Northfield High School's data for the latest that's on the website for the Department of Education, you're going to see that we had a really tough year. We had this was 21-22. So think about how long ago that was, Jeff, right? Still COVID protocol. So that year, our high school had 58.9% consistent attendance. Of course, heart of the pandemic, right? It stands to reason. Mm-hmm. We've already improved that district-wide up to 80%. So We are continuing to, we have a lot of services. So the whole point is we're making sure kids want to be at school. If you're not at school, we have a relentless method of finding out why you're not at school. Can we provide you additional additional supports? And I'll pause there if you have questions and come back to how we handle those things.
I do, yeah. What's the takeaway here? Is that a not necessarily a bad thing? You know, kids' attendance in school, you look at the national average, you mentioned 80% for Northfield. It's only 72% nationally. Is that just a different way that we do things now post-pandemic, or is does that need to be improved upon?
I think that's a complicated question, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason that it's complicated is that we want every student in school every day. Of course we want. That's what our goal is, right? But we are society is resetting itself right now. And remember, public schools are a microcosm of society. So if you could read a similar article about managers trying to get people to come to, we read about downtowns across the country, the advent of remote work, the advent of not necessarily being at my place of work, but working from somewhere else. The society is resetting all of these kinds of things. We really think in our human existence, we think, oh, we're past the pandemic. But in the scope of history, we're just a teensy bit outside of it, if you think about it, right? Mm-hmm. And so everybody is resetting what these norms are. I will always tell you, it is absolute best for kids to be in school every single day. And we are grateful that people keep their kids home if they are sick. We don't want to spread, you know, illness through our schools, but we're continuing to work on resetting. And so we look at that in a number of different ways. One, we have these universal supports, right? We actually measure the climate. We ask kids, how do you feel about school? And we measure that. I've reported that data to you over the years. When we see a student who is missing more than they should, we have family engagement navigators, we have attendance folks who follow up with them individually. And then if we see students who have this ongoing piece, we have another layer of support for them to be able to help. Is there something else that is causing them not to be at school? How can we help make sure that they continue their educational journey? So, you know, the fact that we are right now, as of yesterday, at 80% consistent attendance for the year, if you look at all of our students, that's great. But, you know, it's good for today. I want to say it's great. It can be improved, and we're continuing to work on improving that. The other thing about this, Jeff, is that the data on this topic is not consistent. So when we take a math test, right, students just this week are taking the math MCA test, those questions are exactly the same, right, or they measure the same standard. If you think about attendance, we go based upon what a parent has called in, and if the reason that the parent has called in is maybe not exactly one of the attendance codes, our attendance administrative assistants are making a judgment about where that goes. And you think about that 331 school districts across Minnesota, it's very possible, it's actually likely that districts are taking attendance in very different ways. So we like to have a consistent measure that we can judge ourselves against other schools. This one's a little tough right now, but we're working. We have done a lot of work on making the way we record attendance consistent across the district. We've worked to systemize when a student is missing school. It may be legitimate, it may be, but we just want to make sure we know why and how can we follow up. And we just want kids to be in school every day. This is a national phenomenon that is part of the post-pandemic recovery. We are on the right track, seeing that, you know, a few years ago we were under 60% and now we're at 80%. Again, that under 60% was in the heart of the pandemic when people really were very judicious about staying home if they were not feeling well.
All right. I want to move on to the next topic. Good information, though. And the next topic would be the referendum. You know, yeah. We've been talking about that for months, and we've got still months to go. Well, we'll still be talking about it. Let's get an update. What did the school board do last night regards to the referendum?
There wasn't any action last night, but what we did is we shared a couple of items. We shared our referendum website, so I know that KYMN Radio has already done a story on that. Folks can go to northfieldschools.org/reimagine, and you'll see quite a bit of information there. Additionally, we shared the events that we are working on being at so that we're informing the public. We're going to be talking about this for the next 7 months, Jeff, right? Because we have a long runway because we want everyone to be really clear about what we're asking for. We want as many people as possible to have a really kind of hands-on experience with Northfield High School. So We shared a number of the events that we've done. So we already had a presentation to the Prairie Creek School Board last Saturday. You and I spent a few hours together at the Chamber of Commerce Community Market Fair. That was a great event. We had a booth there. We had some nonpartisan voter trivia that we asked folks. We had concept site plans. We were able to talk with people about what the tax impact is. We had a lot of great traffic, a lot of people who we wouldn't have normally had a chance to connect with. And then we start the next round of our tours this Saturday. So this Saturday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. roughly, we're going to have a tour of Northfield High School. This is all on our website. You're going to enter at door number 10, and the tour begins in the Media Center. And so we'll start off with a short presentation. We'll give a tour of the building, and then we'll have a chance for question and answers at the end. We've got about a dozen tours planned between now and November, probably even a few more. So the rule of thumb we're going to use, Joe, I'm happy to stay. I'm happy to do all of these tours. But if people don't show up 15 minutes into the scheduled tour, then obviously we're going to cancel. So we hope to see people this Saturday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Northfield High School. Enter at door number 10. And then on the website, again, you can click this View All Events. We reached out to all the townships, Jeff, that are in the district. We've offered a presentation to any of them. We've got a couple on the schedule already. We've got a Rotary presentation. We've got the Chamber State of the District presentation. We're actually doing some virtual events this year, too. We can't give you a tour of the building, right? But we can at least hit you at noon and a couple of Sunday nights at 7 o'clock just to share with you the plan and ask for questions. And if you have a coffee group, if you have six people that show up at your house or you meet at 50 North or whatever, and you'd like a presentation or to have a discussion about the referendum, contact our office. I'll be happy to show up or send one of our district folks to come and talk with you about any of the questions that you have. This is really important. We've identified facility issues. We know all of them. We've talked about them numerous times. We'll be talking about them more over the next 7 months. We just want people to be informed. We do think that what we've proposed is the Goldilocks option, right? It's just right. People have told us that a brand new school was just too expensive for this community. They've also told us that a straight up renovation just wasn't nearly good enough. And so this combination of new construction, removing some of the oldest and most inefficient parts of the building, renovating the rest of the facility, expanding athletic space, and potentially adding geothermal as part of the sustainability plan, all things that I think that I'm hopeful the community will support. 68% of Northfielders who were interviewed as part of our Morris Leatherman survey agreed that there needed to be some significant work done at Northfield High School. So we move toward November.
All right. Superintendent Hillman, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. And once again, Saturday, door 10 from 4 to 6.
You got it. You show up at 4, though. We kind of move as a cohort. So this is not it's not an a la carte. You can't come and go, right? We want you to come and join us right away.
All right. Door 10.
Door 10. So that's actually the door that, good question. That's the door that you enter if you're going to a basketball game or you're going to a play. So it's where you'd enter for activity.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman.